This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Ruling parties accuse President Vidyadevi Bhandari of unconstitutional move for declining to authenticate citizenship bill. Election Commission to complete verification of closed list of proportional representative candidates today. And Western countries condemns Russian plans of sham referendums in Ukraine. Now, the news in detail. Ruling parties has accused the President Vidyadevi Bhandari for what they said an unconstitutional move as the President declined to authenticate the citizenship bill sent to her by the Federal Parliament for certification. In a joint statement issued after a meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar today, the ruling parties criticized President Bhandari for violating the Constitution. President Bhandari rejected the citizenship bill passed by the House of Representatives for the second time and sent for authentication. The alliance said the president's move can invite serious circumstances. The deadline for authenticating citizenship bill sent by the Federal Parliament to President Bhandari ended midnight yesterday. According to the constitutional provision, the president had to authenticate the bill within 15 days. Earlier on August 14th, President Bhandari returned the citizenship bill that was passed by the House of Representatives and the National Assembly sent for authentication. Even though the President returned the bill to the House for reconsideration, the House of Representatives and the National Assembly made no changes to the bill. The International Day of Peace, which was celebrated across the globe on 21st of September every year, is being observed in Nepal with diverse programs. The United Nations General Assembly had announced 21st of September as the International Day of Peace in 2002. This date was established by a resolution as a day of ceasefire and non-violence. Nepal has also marked the day since 2002 by organizing several activities. On the occasion today, various organizations are hosting programs to assert global peace. The Election Commission has said it would verify and go through the closed list of proportional representative candidates today. As many as 48 political parties taking part in the November 28th general elections submitted the closed list at the Election Commission on Sunday and Monday. However, a total of 68 political parties had earlier applied for the same. The Election Commission would notify the parties to make amendments to the list if any errors are found. The Election Commission, however, said the names submitted would not be the final ones as the closed list can be corrected till October 2nd. According to the mixed election system, 40% of the members of the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly are elected through the proportional representative electoral system. According to the Health Directorate of Bagmati Province, at least 11 people have died from dengue in Bagmati Province. The mortality figure includes 4 in Kathmandu, 2 each in Lalitpur and Sindhupalchuk, and 1 each in Makwanpur, Sindhuli and Dhading. Similarly, the province recorded 13,375 dengue patients, including largest 4,878 in Lalitpur, 4,674 in Kathmandu, 1,810 in Makwanpur, 713 in Bhaktapur, 429 in Chitwan, and 399 in Dhading. Likewise, CPN-UML has criticized the five-party government for failing to prevent and control dengue. Head of UML's Health and Population Department, Yogesh Bhattarai, issued a statement today saying that the government has failed to prevent dengue despite its spread. Bhattarai accused that the government paid no attention to the control and treatment of dengue. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced a partial military mobilization in Russia that starts today. In a televised address to the nation, Putin said this was a necessary step to ensure Russian territorial integrity. He added that the West wanted to destroy Russia. Meanwhile, Western nations have condemned Moscow's plan to hold urgent so-called referendums in parts of Ukraine that are currently under Russian control. The votes have been called by Russian-backed officials in four Ukrainian regions to ask whether they should become part of Russia. Administrations in Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson and Zaporizhia say they will begin the voting on Friday. The US, Germany and France have also said they would never recognize the results of some ballots. Annexing more Ukrainian territory would enable the Kremlin to claim Russia itself was coming under attack from NATO weapons. Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine on 24th of February. United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, has said at least 11 children have been killed and 15 more are missing after army helicopters shot at a school in northern Myanmar. Troops and helicopter gunships opened fire last Friday on the temple school in Xiajing region, a rebel stronghold. Myanmar's military government said it had been an attack on insurgents they claimed were hiding in the school in Let Yet Kone village. The school's students ranged from those in kindergarten to young teenagers. UNICEF said the children had died under indiscriminate fire in the air strike. It also called the immediate release of the missing 15 children. Myanmar's military overthrew Aung San Suu Kyi's democratically elected government in February 2021. According to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners, Burma, more than 1,500 people have been killed by security forces since the coup. According to a new criminal code signed by President Teodoro Obiang, death penalty has been abolished in Equatorial Guinea. The last execution in the country took place 8 years ago. Reuters news agency reports the new penal code will be implemented after 90 days. The move comes 3 years after President Obiang promised to abolish the death penalty. The acting United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Nanda Al-Nashif, praised the new law. According to data provider Statista, capital punishment remains legal in just over 30 African countries, but more than 20 of those have not carried out executions for at least 10 years. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Lumbini and Sudur Pashchim province and at few places in the rest of the provinces, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Lumbini and Sudur Pashchim province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Lumbini province, and at a few places in the rest of the provinces, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Lumbini province. Maximum temperature of Kathmandu Valley was recorded at 30 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 20.4 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling parties accuse President Vidyadevi Bhandari of unconstitutional move for declining to authenticate citizenship bill. Election Commission to complete verification of closed list of proportional representative candidates today. And Western countries condemns Russian plans for sham referendums in Ukraine. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.